our first question is, of course, what is a vertical farm?
Well, the idea of vertical farming is to make actually buildings into farms, or to make multi-level farms that could potentially feed entire cities.
Okay.
And the practical work of it is actually kind of like sticking a greenhouse onto multiple levels.
And you will use an existing building in the city for this?
Yeah, we're looking into either commercial office space or warehouse space. And we developed systems over the last 4 years to be able to retrofit an existing commercial space.
And so why a vertical farm instead of a horizontal farm?
Well, it really comes down to land usage and resource usage. So one of the advantages of vertical farming is that we'll be in a closed environment. And that means that we can recycle all the water. So while a lot of companies in biotech are working on more advanced seeds, we're working on making a system that just recycles its own water and doesn't have any runoff. The other reason to go vertical is because cities are becoming much, much larger. And with a horizontal farm, you will always move further away from your customer. So we have the opportunity to build city food supply into the city with some fresh food products.
And are you going to work together with restaurants in Amsterdam? Is it the plan that you will provide them of their products?
We are really excited to work with the restaurants and chefs of Amsterdam. And we would like to work with hotels or catering companies or any group like that. And what's really interesting for a chef is we can source really original seeds, and then we can work with them to make sure it tastes perfect.
Do you know, because there are farmers who have horizontal farms, and you could be a bit of a competition. Do you know their reaction? Have you talked to them?
We have one on our advisory board who has an 11-hectare farm. And really and truly, at 1,400, 1,500 square meters, we are significantly smaller than they are. And a greenhouse or a large producer, they're going to sell to a trader or a buyer or someone who can take containers worth of food. We're trying to just reestablish the farmer-chef relationship. So we're really focused on a different customer than they are.
Yeah, sure. So it's not a direct competition, you're saying?
I don't think so, because so much of it is just geared on price and weight and availability for the greenhouse farmers. They're just selling tons. They're producing way more than we can at this stage.
And where did you get the idea for the vertical farm? How new is this?
Well, I came out with the idea publicly in 2011. At TEDx Amsterdam as the winner of the Ideas Worth Doing Award. So I've been working on it here in Amsterdam for some years. In terms of how new it is, it's still fairly new. There's a large project that's being built in New York by a company called AeroFarms, and there's two or three other companies building projects like this in the United States, where the real action is happening in vertical farming is actually in China and in Japan. There's a couple hundred indoor farms in operation in Japan right now. So it's pretty new, but it hasn't really scaled yet.
So and then how difficult or how easy was it to bring your idea to Amsterdam? Because, you know, having the idea is one part, but actually getting to execute the idea is another one.
This is true. That took a lot of time. And you had the key things to put together a great startup. Is really to have a great team, and you know the next approach is to find the backers who can support you. So that that's a journey all in of itself. But you know, people don't back teams or ideas; they back plans, and ultimately, they back execution. So it was not easy to put the project together, or at least get the financing behind the project. But it's doable. It's possible.
And it is happening right now. And how far along in the process are you? Because I understood it has to open at the end of this year?
We'll be opening hopefully in September. Okay. We've already designed our modular prototype, which is a very small, self-contained unit that will put a couple hundred into a building, and that will be our farm. So in terms of the development, really the advantage of being here in Amsterdam in the Netherlands is it's a horticultural tech center. There's wonderful engineering companies here, and it was really exciting to collaborate with them to put the plan together.
And what is your ultimate goal with the vertical farm?
Well, in Amsterdam, our first goal is really to prototype and design what we think is a future farm suitable for any city, especially bigger cities around the world. And it's our hope, it's our dream to be able to get this farm here to be able to work on a sustainable level, both financially, environmentally, and then be able to export this model around the world.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I want to thank you so much for your explanation, and good luck with the vertical farm, John A. Pesos.
Thank you very much for your time.